James Madison, article from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Introduction. James Madison, Jr., March 16, 1751 through June 28, 1836, was an American politician and the fourth president of the United States, 1809 to 1817, and one of the founding fathers of the United States. Madison was the last founding father to die. Considered to be the father of the Constitution, he was the principal author of the document. In 1788, he wrote over a third of the Federalist Papers, still the most influential commentary on the Constitution. The first president to have served in the United States Congress, he was a leader in the first Congresses. He drafted many basic laws and was responsible for the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, said to be based on the Virginia Declaration of Rights, and thus is also known as the father of the Bill of Rights. As a political theorist, Madison's most distinctive belief was that the new republic needed checks and balances to limit the powers of special interests, which Madison called factions. He believed very strongly that the new nation should fight against aristocracy and corruption and was deeply committed to creating mechanisms that would ensure republicanism in the United States. As the leader of the House of Representatives, Madison worked closely with President George Washington to organize the new federal government. Breaking with Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton in 1791, Madison and Thomas Jefferson organized what they called the Republican Party, later called the Democratic Republican Party, in opposition to key policies of the Federalists, especially the National Bank and the Jay Treaty. He secretly co-authored, along with Thomas Jefferson, the Kentucky and Virginia Resolutions in 1798 to protest the Alien and Sedition Acts. As Jefferson's Secretary of State, 1801 to 1809, Madison supervised the Louisiana Purchase, doubling the nation's size, and sponsored the ill-fated Embargo Act of 1807. As president, he led the nation into the War of 1812 against Great Britain in order to protect the United States' economic rights. That conflict began poorly as Americans suffered defeat after defeat by smaller forces, but ended on a high note in 1815 with the Treaty of Ghent, after which a new spirit of nationalism swept the country. During and after the war, Madison reversed many of his positions. By 1815, he supported the creation of the Second National Bank, a strong military, and a high tariff to protect the new factories opened during the war. Personal life. Madison was born in Port Conway, Virginia, March 16, 1751, March 5th, according to the Old Style or Julian calendar. It was the oldest of 12 children, seven of whom reached adulthood. His parents, Colonel James Madison Sr., March 27, 1723 through February 27, 1801, and Eleanor Rose Nellie Conway, January 9, 1731 to February 11, 1829, were slave owners and the prosperous owners of a tobacco plantation in Orange County, Virginia, where Madison spent most of his childhood years. He was raised in the Church of England, the state religion of Virginia at the time. Madison's plantation was made possible by his paternal grandfather, Ambrose Madison, who utilized Virginia's headright system to import many indentured servants, thereby allowing him to accumulate a large tract of land. Madison, like his forebears, owned slaves. Madison is noted for being the shortest president ever, at 5 feet 4 inches tall. He's also the lightest president ever, weighing only 100 pounds. It should be noted that the average American was shorter than today, and most presidents were above average height. Madison attended the College of New Jersey, later to become Princeton University, finishing its 4-year course in 2 years, 1769 to 1771. And continued to study with John Witherspoon, the college's first president at the time, for a year after graduating. Madison's been called America's first graduate student, perhaps more accurately, Princeton's first graduate student. Marriage and family life. On September 14, 1794, Madison married Dolly Payne Todd, almost 17 years his junior, who cut as attractive and vivacious a figure as he did a sickly and asocial one. Dolly's largely credited with inventing the role of First Lady as political ally and advisor to the president. Dolly and James did not have any children of their own. Political career. Madison served in the Virginia State Legislature, 1776 to 1779, and became known as a protege of Thomas Jefferson, attaining prominence in Virginia politics, helping to draft the Declaration of Religious Freedom. It disestablished the Church of England and disclaimed any power of state compulsion in religious matters, including Patrick Henry's plan to compel citizens to pay for a congregation of their own choice. His cousin, Reverend James Madison, 1749 to 1812, became president of the College of William and Mary in 1777. Working closely with Madison and Jefferson, Reverend James Madison helped lead the college through the difficult changes involving separation from both England and the Church of England, as well as those which resulted in the formation of the Episcopal Diocese of Virginia after the war. Reverend Madison became the first Episcopal Bishop of Virginia in 1790, and although becoming known henceforth as Bishop Madison, also served in a distinctly separate capacity as president of the College of William and Mary until his death in 1812. James Madison also persuaded Virginia to give up its claims to northwestern territories, consisting of most modern-day Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and part of Minnesota, to the Continental Congress, forming the Northwest Territory in 1783. Note that these land claims overlap partially with other claims by Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and maybe others. All of these states ceded their westmost lands, with the understanding that eventually new states could be formed from the land, as they were. As a delegate to the Continental Congress, 1780 to 1783, Madison was considered a legislative workhorse and a master of parliamentary detail. Author of the Constitution. Back in the Virginia State Legislature, Madison welcomed peace, but soon grew alarmed at the fragility of the Articles of Confederation, and especially at the divisiveness of state governments. He strongly advocated a new constitution to overcome this divisiveness. At the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in 1787, Madison's draft of the Virginia Plan and his revolutionary three-branch federal system became the basis for the American Constitution of today. Though Madison was a shy man, he was one of the most outspoken members of the Continental Congress. He envisioned a strong federal government that could overrule actions of the states when they were deemed mistaken. Later in life, he came to admire the Supreme Court as it started filling that role. The Federalist Papers. To aid the push for ratification in 1787 and 1788, Madison joined Alexander Hamilton and John Jay to write the Federalist Papers. Among other contributions, Madison wrote Paper No. 10, in which he explained how a large country with many different interests and factions could support Republican values better than a small country dominated by a few special interests. His interpretation was largely ignored at the time, but in the 20th century became a central part of the pluralist interpretation of American politics. In Virginia in 1788, after the Revolutionary War, Madison led the fight for the ratification of the Constitution at the state's convention. Oratorically dueling with Patrick Henry and others who sought revisions, such as the United States Bill of Rights, before its ratification. Madison is often referred to as the father of the Constitution for his role in drafting and ratification. However, he protested the title as being a credit to which I have no claim. The Constitution was not, like the fabled goddess of wisdom, the offspring of a single brain. It ought to be regarded as the work of many heads and many hands. He wrote Hamilton at the New York Ratifying Convention, observing that his opinion was that ratification was in toto and forever. The Virginia Convention had considered conditional ratification worse than rejection. Author of the Bill of Rights. Patrick Henry persuaded the Virginia legislature not to elect Madison as one of their first senators, but Madison was directly elected to the new United States House of Representatives and became an important leader from the First Congress, 1789, through the Fourth Congress, 1797. Initially, Madison adamantly maintained that a specific Bill of Rights remained unnecessary because the Constitution itself was a Bill of Rights. Madison had three main objections to a specific Bill of Rights. A. It was unnecessary since it purported to protect against powers that the federal government had not been granted. B. It was dangerous since enumeration of some rights might be taken to imply the absence of other rights. And C. At the state level, Bill of Rights had proven to be useless paper barriers against government powers. But the Anti-Federalists demanded a Bill of Rights in exchange for their support for ratification. Over 200 proposals were submitted from throughout the country. Madison ignored proposals for structural change of the government and synthesized the others into a list of proposals for the protection of civil rights, such as free speech, right of the people to bear arms, and habeas corpus. Still ambiguous as late as 1788 in its support for a Bill of Rights, in June 1789, Madison offered a package of 12 proposed amendments to the Constitution. Madison eventually completed the reversal of his original opposition and hounded his colleagues relentlessly to accept his proposed amendments. By 1791, the last 10 of Madison's proposed amendments were ratified and became the Bill of Rights. Contrary to his wishes, the Bill of Rights was not integrated into the main body of the Constitution, and it did not apply to the states until the passages of the 14th and 15th Amendments restricted the powers of the states. The Second Amendment, originally proposed by Madison, but not then ratified, see or hear the United States Bill of Rights, was later ratified in 1992 as the 27th Amendment to the Constitution. The remaining proposal was intended to accommodate the future increase in members of the House of Representatives. Opposition to Hamilton. The chief characteristic of Madison's time in Congress was his work to limit the power of the federal government. One argued that Madison never wanted a national government that took an active role. He was horrified to discover that Madison and Washington were creating a real modern European type of government with a bureaucracy, a standing army, and a powerful independent executive. When Britain and France went to war in 1793, the U.S. was caught in the middle. The 1778 Treaty of Alliance with France was still in effect, yet most of the new country's trade was with Britain. War with Britain seemed imminent in 1794, as the British seized hundreds of American ships that were trading with French colonies. Madison, in collaboration with Jefferson, who had returned to private life, believed that Britain was weak and America strong, and that a trade war with Britain, although it threatened retaliation by Britain, probably would succeed and would allow Americans to assert their independence fully. Great Britain, he charged, has bound us in commercial manacles and very nearly defeated the object of our independence. As Varg explains, Madison had no fear of British recriminations, for her interests can be wounded almost mortally, while ours are invulnerable. The British West Indies, he maintained, could not live without American foodstuffs, but Americans could easily do without British manufacturers. This same faith led him to the conclusion that it is in our power in a very short time to supply all the tonnage necessary for our own commerce. However, George Washington avoided trade war and instead secured friendly trade relations with Britain through the Jay Treaty of 1794, a treaty that Madison tried but failed to defeat. All across the country, voters divided for and against the treaty and other key issues, and thus became either Federalists or Democratic Republicans. Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton built a nationwide network of supporters that became the Federalist Party and promoted a strong central government with a national bank. To oppose the Federalists, Madison and Jefferson organized the Democratic Republican Party. Madison led the unsuccessful attempt to block Hamilton's proposed Bank of the United States, arguing the new Constitution did not explicitly allow the federal government to form a bank. Most historians argue that Madison changed radically from a nationally oriented ally of Hamilton in 1787 to 1788 to a states' rights oriented opponent of a strong national government by 1795. Madison started with opposing Hamilton. By 1793, he was opposing Washington as well. Madison usually lost, and Hamilton usually achieved passage of his legislation, including the National Bank, funding of state and national debts, and support of the Jay Treaty. Madison did block the proposal for high tariffs. Madison's politics remained closely aligned with Jefferson's until the experience of a weak national government during the War of 1812 caused Madison to appreciate the need for a strong central government to aid national defense. He then began to support a national bank, a stronger navy, and a standing army. However, other historians, led by Lance Banning and Gordon S. Wood, see more continuity in Madison's views and do not see a sharp break in 1792.